Hey guys, welcome to the Parokas Podcast, where we talk about things that you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, it's Noah or NoahDog54.
And I'm John of the Demon's Heathens.
And I am your lovely host for this evening, Ethan, although I don't have Live Action Game. So it's been a week since we last talked, so you boys got any small talk that you want to talk about?
Yeah, sure. Let's see, work sucks this week, I was sick this entire past week, and yeah, that's really happened.
Yeah, there must be something going around, because I want to say a good half of my family has gotten sick. I haven't gotten it, my sister hasn't gotten it, and our mom, I don't think, has gotten it either, so it's really just the three of us. Everyone else got something, so,
Like, I'm not actually sure what it was, but, like, Monday I came into work, I was the only one that was sick. I came back Wednesday. Dude, everyone in the factory was coughing. So, like, it's getting wild.
I don't know if the people that have it are coughing. It just sounded like it was kind of like a... I don't know what it was, actually. I honestly wasn't here a lot of time because I worked all this week. So I wasn't... I actually did a double shift on Thursday. So I was barely home Thursday. But, it's been going around. I don't know. I mean, it's probably just because it's getting really cold. I mean, at least where we are, it's getting really cold. And, so that could be affecting it. And then, obviously, the flu... is it still flu season, technically? I think it is, right?
I think technically, yes.
I don't think they have the flu, but it's just like, something's going around. But I'm hoping I don't get it, because I need to work. And my work is, like, a work where, if you're sick, you shouldn't go. Because it's, like, food-related. Yeah. And I don't want to ever get be the reason someone else gets sick. So, hopefully I avoid it. Yeah, work for me wasn't bad, obviously. I mean, I like my job, so there's that. So, nothing to complain about there, really. Getting some cheddar cheese, you know? Can't complain about that either. There was a story, oh my god, I thought about this the other day. There was a story, because the last episode for them was work stories. And I had remembered a work story that I should have told in that episode that I completely forgot now. So I can't reiterate it here. But it was something about, like, the way the food business works is, like, because we have DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats orders that we get. And if they come in and, like, we close at 8:30. So, like, let's say they come in at 8, and the pickup time's, like, 8:25. If they don't come by, like, 8:35, we lock the doors, and that's just it. It's, like, too bad, so sad for them. And usually it's the driver's fault, whether they choose not to get it, or they're lazy, or too late, or whatever. But our protocol is, if there's, like, orders that were never picked up, you just get to take them. So, there was two times this week where I got free dinner because the driver didn't pick it up. And both of them were super expensive orders. Like, one was so I mentioned before, which was an Indian restaurant. So it was a bowl with chicken, extra chicken, which cost $2.99. There was a samosa in the bowl. So that was added extra as well. There's fries in it, which was an extra as well. So there's all these things that was extra. So the bowl itself was probably around, like, 15 to 20 bucks. And they just never picked it up. So, like, I got to eat it. And, it was great. I mean, I love the food, so I'm not gonna complain. The only thing that I didn't like, they had put cucumbers on it, which I hate cucumbers. The only thing I like about cucumbers is cucumber and lemonade. But that's because it's mashed with lemonade. But, like, so that wasn't terrible. But yeah, there's something along the lines of that. It wasn't exactly something like that, but I was recalling, I'm like, dang, I should have said that in the work stories episode. But, never did. But John, you obviously you don't have a job to speak of outside of going back to school and stuff. But anything exciting happening over there with you?
Not much. It's been like a really shitty week for the weather, because it was just between like barely not cold enough for snow, but it was raining all week, so. It was just like, it's not nasty weather, but it's not fun for anyone. And I had two classes canceled, but they didn't say that ahead of time, but they did, I just didn't check. So I drove to school and they're like, yeah, we don't have class today. I'm like, great. And so I just I was like, okay, well, I have two other classes, and both of them canceled. Actually, one of them canceled. The other one, I just was like, you know what? I'm not sticking around for like 2 hours to go to one class. So I just went home.
Gotcha. Yeah, for me in my area, we're currently still happening. We're getting slammed with a storm. So it was like 3 to 5 inches of snow was like the estimate. And then we're getting an additional 3 to 4. So you do the math there. So it's pretty bad. As well as the fact that this week, was also terrible for weather for me specifically because I walk to work and walk to and from work. And the sidewalks were literally skating rinks this week. It was like, it was bad. And it got to a point where I'm just like, you know, I'm not even risking it. I'm just going to walk on the grass, which wasn't even grass. It was a mixture of snow and ice too. So I just waddled like a penguin home most days or most nights. So there was definitely a couple times where like I lost a foot and I was like, oh, is this it? Am I dying here? Jesus, I'll come see you soon. But I obviously picked myself up and kept going. So
I'll meet you soon, Jesus.
There's definitely, like, I was slightly exaggerating. It's like, it's just a little slip. Yeah. There was one slip where I'm like, oh, this is it. But it did happen. Luckily, yeah. I caught myself.
I can actually agree with you. There was a time when I was coming home earlier this week, and, like, the way you get into the front door, we have this little path that to the crosswalk, to the sidewalk, and I forgot to salt it, so it's very icy. I took 1 foot, immediately slipped down, and was like, oh, I'm coming to die now.
Yeah, but, pretty bad weather. I was telling my mom earlier, cause we went out to go, we went out shopping yesterday, cause I needed new shoes. So we went out to get said shoes. We also went to a couple other places. But I was telling her that, yeah, like, when it, like, this week, like, it's when summer hits, it's gonna be great, because then I'll have to deal with this rain. Because snow is not hard to deal with either, it's the ice that's the problem. So I can't wait for the ice to disappear. Because that's gonna be annoying. And, as well, with the summer, I wanted to walk around with, like, 3 layers of clothes on, just to get to work, so that'll be nice. But yeah. The only thing about summer is because our uniform's all black, with obviously some logos and stuff. And so the only thing I can think of is maybe being too hot, like if it's like a 100-degree day and I'll be walking, like, but that I can just like carry like a small fan or something. Like one of those classic paper fans that we used to make at school.
Yeah. And carry some water too, just in case.
Exactly. I specifically just like, you know, the puddles in the road, I just specifically stand right next to them so a car just runs over and freaking splashes me. My boss is like, hey, Ethan, why are you soaking wet? And I'm like, oh, don't worry about it, man. You know, just
wet.
Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry.
Went to a water park before I came here. Yeah. Dude, imagine.
You know the puddle road? I just ran through those before I got here.
No, you can't tell them that. You gotta be like, you gotta give them some absurd story like, oh yeah, I went through a water park to get here, so like, and you know, I got it, and then another story is you could be like, yeah, so there's a group of kids that attacked me with water balloons. Just like, completely absurd story.
Yeah. Or be like, I fell and met Pennywise.
Yeah, I saw Pennywise in real life. I'm so sorry, I was late.
Yeah.
The thing about this is, like, the actual story isn't even, like, an issue.
Right.
As far as water. No, we have to lie about this non-issue.
Exactly. That's the point, John.
Yeah. Get on board, John.
But, get on board. But enough about work. We're here to talk about the podcast and fun stuff. I mean, I like my job, but just funner stuff.
Yes.
Now, I looked for headlines, I'll be honest, I looked. I didn't see much of interest, besides, like, stupid political stuff, which I don't feel like talking about. Although me and John don't know what to talk about this. I guess there's a spinoff for Elden Ring coming out, so that's a pretty interesting headline, because Elden Ring was a pretty decent game, so hopefully that doesn't suck. But we'll see there. But I do have an email to read, and this one, this one I got this week. I want to say, when was this? February 14th. What was that day? That was some day. That was definitely some day this week. 14th. That would have been Friday. Oh, that's Valentine's Day. Of course. Well, that's you freaking moron. 14th Valentine's Day. Get with the program. Anyway. So I got an email to read. And, it's a shorter one, but it has some questions in it, that they wanted to ask. So, hey, brokers, I really enjoy your podcast. I just had a couple questions for each of you. For Ethan, what's the hardest part about editing the podcast? For John, what's your favorite game to play on stream? And for Noah, why did you want to start a podcast in the first place? Feel free to have this on the podcast if you wish. Thank you guys for all the enjoyment you guys bring. Alan. So I guess, John, we'll have John answer first. So John, what's your favorite game to play on stream?
That is a very good question. I think it really depends on what I'm doing. Like, I enjoy doing a bunch of different challenge runs. So like, obviously a game that I would play normally in my off time stream. I've had a lot of fun with, I guess, God of War, especially with what I was doing with Noli. As well as the achievement hunts I've been doing. And I have some things planned with that in the future as well. So, probably God of War. If I had to pick between the two, probably Ragnarok.
Interesting, interesting. All right, Noah, we'll go to you next. Why did you want to start a podcast in the first place?
So, for those of you that haven't been listening, or I guess haven't been listening for that long, like Alvin here, great question.
That's an assumption that you shouldn't make.
Okay. Yeah.
The only time we would have talked about this was the behind the scenes episode, which he might not have seen. But that doesn't mean he hasn't been listening for like the entirety of the podcast.
All right. Either way, to answer your question, the reason I wanted to start a podcast was because I didn't talk to these guys all that much, and I wanted a reason to like talk to these guys more because we've been very good friends for a very long time, and I actually hated the fact that we weren't talking all that much, so I started this in order to, like, able to talk to these guys weekly.
Yeah, because before, I mean, when the podcast started, me and Noah were still in the same school. John had left us and took the kids with him, but, you know, we never forgave him for that one, but, I mean, it's not like he had a choice in the matter. But, yeah, so, like, he was in a different state, but we still, I honestly forgot how the Discord happened, which doesn't matter for you guys specifically, but I forgot how that happened. I think me and John were, like, talking about trying to get the gang back together type, Scooby-Doo-esque type thing. And then I think, like I said in one episode, it was me and John obviously were in it, and then we invited Axel, then we invited Noah, then Logan joined. So, yeah, it was kind of just like that, the funnel there. But Noah's right. I assume he's right because he's the one that said it. That's why it initially started. It kind of, the reason we're doing the podcast evolved over time. So it's not just excuse to talk to each other because we can technically do that anytime we wanted to. Now it's because of the fan base that we have and talking to you guys and doing all these amazing topics and just having a great time just in general.
Very much.
But, to answer your question for me, what's the hardest part about editing the podcast? The hardest part? You know what? This is going to be, I'm the host, so I can't lose points for saying this. The hardest part is when Noah's the host. And now, the reason I say that is because there are so many gosh darn times where there's just a random, like, 5-second gap between what he's talking about. So, like, he'll start telling a story, 5 seconds pass, and then he'll continue that story. 5 seconds pass, or continue the story, and I'm like, oh my goodness. Because I'm cutting that out. I'm not leaving the 5 seconds of silence for you guys to listen to that, so I always have to cut that out. And then there's the times where, like, there's, like, 10-second silence, but in between the 10 seconds is, like, a little blip, and so I have to be like, okay, what is that? And then it's usually Noah, like, it's either background noise from Noah, or, like, it's Noah being like, or, like, something that doesn't need to be there. So I'm just, like, I'm not cutting around that. I'm just cutting everything in there and just cutting the full 10 seconds. So, like, that's probably the hardest because there's just so many. I've spent, like, I think I mentioned this actually in an episode. If I'm the host, the episodes could range. It depends on the game show because if it's a game show, they take longer because sometimes there's special sound effects that get added, like the Dead Silence game show. But even the basic ones, like the quotable fix one we did, I give these guys time to answer the questions, so the time usually is cut out a little bit. But usually about 40 minutes or so to edit an episode. With John, normally 45, 50, depends again as well. And then Noah, it's over an hour. It's over an hour. Whatever, I don't even give it that's the minimum. I don't give a maximum for Noah, because the maximum I'm spending on an episode is like an hour 45. And that was, a long time. I forgot what episode that was. That was before season 2 even started. Either way, though. Yeah. So, yeah, that's the answer to the question. Whenever Noah's the host, that's the hardest part. Whenever Noah hosts an episode, I'm like, well, can't wait to be here for 2 hours. and just feel like dying inside. But you know, outside of that, it's pretty fun. I mean, it's not. That's really the only hard part about editing the podcast, because outside of that, it's really fun to edit it and do all that fun stuff. So, but thank you, Alan, for your email. It's really nice. Appreciate you asking questions, because I know we have I think there's a topic on the list that's like listener stories, which I'll talk about later. But there's not like a questionnaire thing with that I've thought about yet. So, then again, we'll probably do it further down the line when it gets bigger. Just so that there's more questions that could pop up. But, you guys got any, things to say to Alan outside of the questions you already talked about?
Yeah, thank you, Alan. That was a very thoughtful email, and thank you for the questions.
Yeah, basically what Noah said, thanks for the questions. So far we haven't had too many people ask questions, but I would like to answer more if people hadn't.
Yeah, there's some that sent an email in that did ask questions, but they never stated if I could read it on the podcast. So I mentioned in the website, I'm not going to read it on the podcast if you don't explicitly give me permission.
Right.
So yeah, but Alan said at the very end, like, oh, feel free to use this on the podcast if you want or whatever. Yeah, so with that being said, we're going to move on right into the topic before we go too far over time here. So the topic today we're going to be doing is the classic game that I think either we all played in school or we all played at least at some point in life, is who's most likely to. So I have a list of questions from 160 questions. We're not going over all these. I'm just going to pick my favorite one. I'll look down the list and pick my favorite ones. That will read. And we're going to say who's most likely to, out of the three of us. It is only pertaining to me, John, and Noah. So don't include Absol or Logan. So we're going to start, gentlemen, with, let's see, what's the best one? Yeah, okay, who is the most likely to become a millionaire? I'm curious about this one. I'm curious about what our thoughts about this one is.
I actually have an answer for this, surprisingly.
Oh yeah, what's that, Noah?
I would say you, Ethan. I don't know why, but for some reason, I just see you one day just being like a millionaire.
Interesting, what's it?
So I don't know why.
You don't know why? That's so you don't have a reason?
Dude, I don't know why, but whenever I see you sometimes in the future, I'm just like, millionaire.
You just see, I'm like in a black tuxedo. I have a mega mansion. Even if I wasn't married, I would never want like a mega mansion. Like, I don't understand the point of that.
No, whenever I see you as this millionaire figure, I usually see you in like a 3-piece suit with like a monocle.
I'm the Monopoly man. That's what my destiny is. Okay, so yeah. Interesting. I'll give my piece after John goes, since I'm the host. But John, who out of the three of us, who do you think is most likely to become the millionaire?
I would have to agree with Noah there.
Really?
I would say you. Because from everything I know of you, from how you are with your YouTube channel, with the podcast, and your job and work, you seem to be pretty hardworking, which kind of goes into like being successful a little bit. And I think if you really wanted to, you probably could.
Interesting. Okay, I honestly was not thinking myself for this question. Out of John and Noah, I mean, both have obviously potential. Like, anyone, like, if you have the drive to become a millionaire, you could. Like, that's really all it takes. Outside of, like, time, because time is not a thing you can get back, so you gotta think about that too. But in terms of capacity, both are very easily able to do so. And that's why I say capacity, because becoming a millionaire is not easy in the slightest. But in terms of capacity, they could. I mean, John's going back to school, but that doesn't necessarily mean much outside of whatever he's pursuing, because he could, like, because of his schooling, he's going to be able to much easily pursue whatever he wants to pursue. But in terms of becoming a millionaire, that doesn't exactly pertain to much, because in fact most millionaires are self-made. They did not go to school. But John, I'm gonna say John, just out of the fact that, because Noah recently, here's my reasoning, all right? Is Noah said he was working on a book a long time ago, and I've not heard anything since from that. So my guess is he either stopped doing that, or he's giving, or he hasn't had time to do it, or whatever his reason is. Either way, it's clearly not important enough for him to keep doing it. So I almost think that just purely because of that fact, I think John, out of the three of us, would be most likely to.
Fair enough.
But interesting you both chose me. I was not going that direction. I thought we were all going to choose John. Even John would choose John. but that didn't happen. Interesting. Okay. We'll watch this. Well, let's listen back to this in 10 years' time, and we'll see what happened there.
Yeah.
None of us like that rope. Is like
none of us became a billionaire.
Yeah. We're all just.
Ooh, this one's a great one. Who's most likely to move abroad?
Actually. Okay.
Oh my god. Sorry to interrupt, but number 9 I'm totally reading next because it is so funny and I already have my answer for it, but we'll stick with this one. So who's most likely to move abroad?
I was give the same answer as last time, you bud, because you've actually talked about moving abroad and like some of the countries you would move to if you could.
Mm.
So personally I see you being the one to move abroad.
Interesting. Alright, John?
I would probably again, I have to go with what Noah said. You've talked about, you know, wanting to, if you had to go move to any country, you'd move to Japan, which is considered abroad.
sure is, bud.
And for me, like, I probably wouldn't move abroad, unless it was like a once in a lifetime opportunity, someone was like, hey, you want to have a job here to make like a bunch of money and like
well, you want to move to Germany to become a millionaire, John?
yeah. I got this job opportunity. You move to Germany and do nothing and become a millionaire. That's pretty good.
there are countries that pay you to be there. Like I forgot, like they're more like super specific countries, so I don't remember the names of them. Mm-hmm. But like there's this one country that I saw because their population, I forgot what the reason was. I thought it was population related. They said that they'll give you like 50, like in like United States money, it'd be 50 grand just to move there. So
damn.
Interesting. So you'd say you'd agree with Noah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, for me, we've actually talked about this before. I ruled out John because John said he would probably never move abroad. And so purely because of that, I'm ruling him out. Noah said he would like to go to Germany and to some other places, but it didn't sound like he was planning to move there. So my best guess would probably be, yeah, myself. I mean, I don't, like, when I was talking about moving to Japan, that was before I realized how scarce money is. So, like, I don't know. It'd be a thing where, like, if I had nothing left in the United States, then I could do it. Then it'd be easy. But I still have family here, you know, I don't want to leave them and, like, I already don't see my grandparents enough, so it's like I wouldn't really see them at all then. So like I don't know, it's a thing where I would really need to want to do it. I would need a pretty damn good reason to do it. So yeah, but moving on to number 9, which is really funny. And I already have my answer, but John, so we're gonna let John go first because I want to start alternating so that John just doesn't keep stealing Noah's answers over there. Who's most likely to join a cult?
Oh my god.
I am going to agree that I think Noah is the answer here. Let's not forget Noah. All right, no, here's the reason, Noah. Let's not all forget the laser tag incident where clearly something was going on there.
That's a one-time thing.
It's like listen to see if this sounds familiar. Noah gets invited to a laser tag thing where they supposedly, in quotes, triple quotes actually, were gonna pay him just for playing laser tag, right? And like, no one else got that opportunity, right? So like, why just him? And then let's go back to the cult side of things where it's like, oh, you're the special one, drink the Kool-Aid, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, kind of the same scenario type of thing, so that's my answer.
I wanna argue so bad that I'm not the one, but the more I hear reason, I'm like, okay, this makes sense.
I'm the last person that would want to call, based on my beliefs. And based on what I know about John, similar type of scenario, so that only leaves you.
No, I feel like John
If I were to join the cult, it would be by accident. This is a global group of people.
John's brother convinces him to join a cult just to stab him.
I guess I agree. I join a cult.
All right, great. We're on agreement so far. Let's see.
Why do I see John as like a hidden cult leader?
Let's see. Some of these are boring, so I'm just skipping them. Okay, well, let's do this one. Who's most likely to have their own reality show? So think of like
John.
Is Hell's Kitchen reality, or is that like, what is that considered?
I think Hell's Kitchen is more like TV drama.
Yeah, I don't know about drama. There's drama in it, but it's not a drama-centered show.
I guess it's more like a reality show kind of thing.
I think it is, because I think a lot of his shows are reality shows.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I guess
okay, so think of like, because I was going to make a comparison. Oh, like, think of Hell's Kitchen, think of like Kitchen Nightmares, like, think of like those types of things.
I actually already have my answer.
All right.
John. I don't know why, but I just see John with his own reality show.
Interesting.
That's how I become a millionaire.
That's how you become... That's a different show, John.
I see him with like a show just called The Bald Experience or something.
He's not actually bald, though.
It's entirely clickbait, though, because I'm not bald.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Let's check that out.
It's wait a minute. The host of the show isn't even bald. John,
does
so
what... Does he become bald? I got to keep...
Does he become bald? John, so what's your answer out of the three of us?
That's a good question. I really don't know. I could see any one of us, really, because we're just so interesting lives, you know? And they gotta make a show about us.
They gotta make a show.
Yeah.
But they get, just because I don't know, I'm gonna go with... No, who's gonna have a reality show?
Really? Okay, the first disagreement here. I'm gonna say, so if this was game show, not the Globe, but I think I would definitely pursue that. Because, like, if I had a chance to be on a game show, I would absolutely do it.
I had a fucking feeling.
But because it's a reality show, I'll go John, because I think John can make a reality show just based on his brother stabbing him in his dream. Like, that could be an entire thing, right? So, like, and his brother gets paid royalties for it. So, like, I could definitely see it.
So, the entire plot point of the show.
No, well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, it wouldn't be a bald thing because he's not actually bald. I'm sorry, viewers. But it could definitely be something about him and his brother, and like the it's John and his brother's experience, and then the biggest plot point in the show is his brother saying, "You didn't lose the game. You lost your life," and stab him, and that's it.
One of the best quotes ever.
But interesting. Okay, moving on. This one I feel like is stupid, but.
Okay.
Oh, no, okay. Wait, no, this is good. Who's most likely to accidentally poison someone with terrible cooking? I don't know if I have an answer, because, like, I definitely wouldn't intentionally, but the word is accidentally, right?
See, I actually have an answer here.
Really? Okay.
Ethan.
Wow. I see how it is.
Wait,
I literally work in a cooking industry now, and you're saying I would do it.
Right. Hold on, wait.
John, do you sniff that? Hang on, John, do you smell? Do you smell that over there? You smell it? I'm smelling some negative points.
It smells like it.
This better be a damn good reason, though. Otherwise, I'm looking at this minus 5 points, and it's looking pretty tempting.
All right, listen. So, I know you work in food service. But I feel like if you're just really under pressure, you might just slip up. And
I work better under pressure, though.
Oh, this is falling apart at the seams. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't think you know what you're talking about. So my answer is John. And no offense to John, but John doesn't have cooking experience like me and Noah do. So accidentally, he might be like, oh, this is probably fine. Because maybe there's a cross-contamination that he wasn't aware of, right? And he cooks it anyway. And so, like, I could see it, because it's accidental. It's not like saying, who would you intentionally poison someone because you want them dead? But it's not saying that.
If it was intentionally, it'd be no. You know,
there's a couple things there. But it says accidentally. And I think out of the three of us, based on experience level, John would be the most likely to do that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But, John, since you're the one of the crooks that, what would you say?
I would say, like what you said, probably me. The only scenario I could see it where it'd be you would be because you work in the food industry, you provide food to way more people than I do. So, statistically speaking, the chances are high.
Well, not really, because I don't make the recipes and stuff. So I want to be like, right. I want to be held responsible. The company would be held responsible.
Right. That's the thing. So it'd probably be me, because I, like you said, I mean, I've cooked some, but not
I mean, let's not forget. Or wait, no, that wasn't you. I forgot. Who, John, was this your brother that did this where he put, it was those cup mac and cheese things, and he didn't put water in it, and so he, like, burnt it? Was that you or your brother? Oh, that was you? Okay, so let's not forget that John failed at making microwave mac and cheese, okay?
Oh, no.
Let's not forget.
John, I had so much more confidence in you.
Well, I mean, this was like I said, like at least 10 years ago, you know?
Sure, John, sure.
It's a cup of mac and cheese. How do you fuck that up?
Don't put water in it. That's how.
You don't put water in it. Okay. Yeah, okay. Sure. This one I'm not even doing because I feel like it's just going to be a pile on for one person. Who's most likely to cancel plans at the last moment? Noah, moving on.
I agree.
Oh my god, okay, yeah, this is like the common question. Who's most likely to be killed first if they were in a horror movie? Okay.
Oh.
I feel like depending on the movie, this could be any three of us to me.
Yeah, but I think this could be any three of us, but I'm actually not sure.
Because none of us are stupid enough to be like, I saw someone move over there. Let me go investigate that. Like, none of us are going to be doing that. But, like, at the same time, I could see...
gunshots. I'm going to go check that out.
I'm going to go check it out. And all of us, I feel like, if something was going weird was going on, we'd grab a weapon and, like, kind of hunker down. So we'd all kind of have the similar style, but it depends on who's chasing us / who's trying to kill us. If it's Pennywise, I'm screwed. If it's Michael Myers, I mean...
Maybe?
I'd probably be fine against him. It's Pennywise that I'd be concerned about, because he's kind of a freaking alien monster creature, whatever the frick he is. If it's like any alien monster creature, a 50-50 chance, whether I survive or not. If it's like a human that's like kind of just evil, like Jason, right? Then I could deal. Although Jason has powers in the game. I don't know. Is that canon in the movies? Does he have powers?
I don't think it's canon that he has powers.
Okay, good.
It's more like he can just be summoned from the water.
Oh, good. Well, even still, I think I'd be fine. So, I don't know. I don't have an answer just yet, but we'll let John go first for this one.
Like you said, I think it depends on what's chasing us, you know, because we're all, like, not idiots. We're not going to be like, oh, I just heard this very clearly, like, some creepy noise. I'm going to investigate. I'm going to see what that's all about. Like you said, if it was an alien nightmare creature, probably any one of us. If it was my brother and me, and this is stabbing me.
Okay. Your brother's just chasing you down. He just ignores me and Noah because he's like, I don't know who these guys are. I'm going to keep going.
I don't know those guys. I know this guy. I'm going to kill him.
Yeah, I don't know these two guys.
He burned my mac and cheese this one time. I got to kill him. All right.
I guess if I had to give an answer, John?
Hmm.
Because I feel like he would forget he's in a horror movie and then just stop running.
He would forget he's being chased.
A horror movie.
It's
comedy.
It's like the cartoon-esque style where John turns around and he's like, oh, I was being chased. I get it. Stab. It's like, it's over.
I was being chased.
No, the way I see John dying in a horror movie is like he was hiding, or like he thought he was hiding, but really his hiding spot was absolutely garbage, and the person could just see him, and he's just like, and John just turns around and he's like, oh, hi, and he stabbed. That's it. So I'd agree with John just based off of, like, I don't know, like, there's really nothing to base it off of, because like I said, we're not idiots, so
yeah,
I don't know, but I'll go John, like, just for the memes.
Yeah.
Alright, moving on to who's most likely to have the most children? So who's pumping out the babies?
I don't know, actually. Who'd be more likely to have the most children?
I think Noah is off the table for me. If he has, like, kids, it's one or two. Max.
Yeah, not the Batman, but likely.
Yeah, see, if I was to ever have kids, it'd be like one or two max.
John's never given an, outside of the episode where we were taking care of baby Noah and giving him tasers for preschool, like, I don't know, outside of that, I don't think John's ever talked about his view on kids, right? So, like, John, what's I'm curious what John thinks. I'll give my answer after John goes.
I would say definitely not No, I'm sorry. I don't see him as a many children type of guy.
Right.
I don't see it, like, for me, when it comes to some of my views on children, I'm like, it depends. For me, like, if I met someone, they're like, I really want to have kids, and like, I could be talked into it, sure.
I could be talked, okay. So you could be talked into it, meaning you're not super ecstatic about it.
Right. It's just like kind of, I'm a kind of neutral. It's like, if I met someone, they were like, oh, I don't want kids. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I don't really care.
you don't really care? Damn. His future wife's going to listen to this and be like, damn.
That, I would probably say, Ethan.
Interesting.
Really?
I don't know, because I was going to say, it sounds like me and John are kind of similar in terms of our views on it. Because I would definitely want one. Definitely one. And I'd almost feel bad for that person being an only child, so maybe we would do two. But I'd probably stop at that. Like, my wife would really need to convince me to do three. I might actually probably be two, honestly. I guess we're all kind of in the similar position, but I'll say, yeah. It sounds like John is more on the neutral side, so I'll agree and say me, I guess. Again, we'll watch this in like 20 years time and we'll be like, damn, we were all wrong. Noah had like 15 kids. It's like, wait a minute.
Oh, God. Noah
could handle himself.
And we're talking about the kids that, like, this is not including adoption, like, any one of us adopted someone, so, like, that's a little different, but still. Let's see. Why did this one list it twice? I mean, it's kind of the same. Look at no one has a phone book. Who's most likely to call someone in their phone book? No one has a phone book anymore.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. What are we, 80?
What are we, old? Okay, this one's interesting. I'm very curious about this one. I think there's, this could go either way with this one. Who's most likely to give the best advice?
I think I would have to go with you there, bud. Because anytime I actually need advice, I usually end up coming to you, Ethan. So, I guess I would have to say Ethan on this one.
Interesting. John, what about you?
It's the, I don't think it'd be no. Again, sorry, no. I'm like, it's gonna be no.
He's sending pipe bombs to people's houses, John, so I don't feel like that's really the best. It's not great advice.
I've given people advice before, and I've never had anyone be, oh, that's shitty advice.
There's a video on the internet, and it says, Jeebins Feebins lied to me. It's just like a 20-minute video of someone saying that they talked to you, and you gave them advice, and like, his advice was terrible, I'm now a homeless because of it.
That'd be amazing.
It'd be great.
Just find a forum post, John has the worst advice.
Yeah, you know. But in all seriousness, I would probably say either of you. If I had to go, it's pretty 50-50. I'm going to go with myself. I'm going to be vain.
Interesting. Yeah, so the reason I did this one is because I think it could go either way, really. I mean, it depends. I would probably, like, I kind of similar to John in the sense that there's been, I get asked a lot about advice and stuff. And so, purely because of that fact, kind of what John was saying before, where it's like, no one said that the advice I gave them sucked or something. And also, they kept coming back for more advice. So it's like, think of like, kind of like, you keep coming back for like, to a donut shop, you really love the same donut. So it's kind of the same thing, where it's like, they keep coming back asking for more advice, and they must either be gaining something from the advice, or it must be helping them in some way. So, I'll say myself. I think John and I could definitely see, because I've asked for John advice. Well, I don't know if it was advice. It was more so just like I was asking him for like a third opinion or like an outside opinion. But he's always given like his truthful, honest opinion on it. So like I could definitely see John being an answer there. Noah, I mean, he's blowing up old elderly homes and, you know, all that good stuff. So
not all the time. Not all the time.
Well, it's every Thursday, isn't it? Every Thursday, exactly at 2 o'clock.
No, it's Wednesdays.
Oh, you changed it up? Yeah. Either way, yeah. But I think that's probably my answer there. Let's see. This one, I'm not going to do it just because Noah would be instantly out, but it's who's most likely to have read the most books. Noah literally doesn't read, so like that's not going to do anything. At that point, it's between me and John, and honestly, I'm saying John, just based on what I know.
Yeah,
so like, I'm not going to go off of that.
Fair enough.
Oh, interesting. Oh, but, oh, this, okay, no, this could go either way. This can go either way. I was like, oh, this kind of is the opposite, but John on the opposite side this time. But no, it's who's most likely to write a bestseller. And the reason that we're doing this is because I personally think this could go either way. So.
Yeah, I might actually be unsure for once about this.
I don't want to be a dick and say myself, but like, I have hopes that I would, but.
Yeah.
Because my book is like, it's a sci-fi fantasy, which is on the rise now. It's a book about, the core message is, like about friendship and that kind of thing, and how even the strongest friends can have differences and they can still get through them together and that kind of thing. So like, that's the overall, like, message, but even ignoring the message, it's action packed. There's a lot of, cool things in it. But I just, like, I feel bad for saying myself, being like, well, John can and no one's out the question. Like, I don't want to be like that. I said this question is because either one of us could easily do it.
See, initially I was going to say Ethan, but I'm kind of stuck between you and John.
John's read enough books to do it, would be my thing, because it's like, it's not, if he has an idea, it'd be coming up with the idea that I think would be the most challenging part for him. Because once he has that idea, he's read enough books to easily make a book. But whether he would want to do that is another question. I'm interested to hear what John is, actually, since John's kind of on the middle.
I would say probably you, Ethan, because you actually are writing a book. I could see a world where I would be like, ooh, I have this amazing idea for a book. And... as well as, like, a lot of my family members also, like, are in that kind of realm. Like, oh, I have a great idea for a book, and they just haven't, you know, had the time to write it. At this point in my life, I'd be like, I don't know what I'm about. Maybe in, like, 20 years, I'd be like, I have this the best idea, and it's gonna blow people's minds. And then I write it, and it's like, one sale.
That's every writer's worst nightmare. And also, I think another, okay, I'm gonna say myself because, not because of what John said, but also because when you're an independent writer, a lot of your sales come from marketing. And from what I know about marketing, because I run this podcast marketing, I run my channel marketing, and I'd be running my own book marketing, obviously. And I've talked with professionals about marketing. I probably know the most about marketing, just out of the three of us. So purely because of that, I'm just gonna say myself. That's the only reason I'm getting it.
Yeah,
in terms of writing ability, any three of us could do it. But in terms of marketing, I think based on what I know about these two, I don't think Noah in his spare time is looking at marketing, and then John's studying other stuff, so he probably doesn't have time to study for marketing. So I think based on that, I think I have the most experience in marketing.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I would say the marketing is tips in your favor, because I've seen some of what Noah's written. I don't know if I've seen too much of what you've written, and you guys have seen what I've written. We're all decent writers, so I would say that Ethan, because of the marketing, you're right about that one.
Yeah, at some point I'll have to, like, once my book is, like, getting closer in the edit, once I finish editing it, I'll probably send a snippet to you guys to read, just to see what you think about it and, like, that kind of stuff, but right now it's not in the cards, because I gotta finish stuff.
Yeah.
But, moving on, let's see. Some of these are, like, just stupid, like, who is most likely to be late to work? Not me, I'm always early, so I'm out of the question for myself there. And also, I don't know, like, John doesn't work, so he's not even, anyway, doesn't work yet, so.
Yeah. And I'm always, like, an hour early to work, so I'm never late.
Okay, this is... Okay, this one, just like Noah, just like the last one, I already have an answer for this. Who's most likely to be late for everything? Noah, moving on.
That's fair.
This is like, okay, we're not doing this one, but I think the joke answer, I have a joke answer. Who's most likely to get lost in their own hometown? John. Okay, let's see. This is stupid. Okay, some of these are really dumb. Okay, who's most likely to survive a zombie apocalypse? We've actually talked about that. I forgot what episode that was. What? We've actually talked about that one.
Wasn't that the one with Axel?
No, that was Outdoor Survival Strategies. Okay, we'll do this one. Who's most likely to be the first one in the mic at karaoke? This is interesting. So, I don't know these two's experience with karaoke. I've actually been to karaoke before, so it depends on what they say there. But I'm very curious. I think, did Noah go first last one? Whatever. Noah, you go first on this one.
See, I have been to karaoke, but I've never been, like, the first person to go up and do it. So, maybe me?
Interesting. All right, John.
I would say probably you. I've never done karaoke. I'm not, like, against it or anything. It's kind of, like, neutral. Mm. A lot. I'm neutral a lot about a lot of things. Because I'm just like, I don't really have any experience with that, so I have no opinion.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I would say also, another thing that, this is kind of the same with the book one, where it kind of tips in my favor just a little bit. I was in chorus the most out of the three of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes.
So I, and if it's a, and if it's a song they're playing that I know 100% and I love it, right, I'm definitely gonna do it, because I don't really have a fear of like being on stage. I was literally on stage all my childhood, so it doesn't really matter. So again, that's another thing that helps as well, because maybe Noah doesn't like being on stage, or John doesn't. I mean, John was on stage too, so I feel like he wouldn't care too much. But
See, well, I've never really been on stage, and I don't really like the idea of being on stage.
Yeah, so you'd probably be the last one to go then. So I'd say at that point it's between me and John, and since John's neutral, I would say probably myself. Let's see. Who's most likely to pretend they don't know someone when they meet them again? That's hilarious.
I actually don't know that.
I don't think I've done that intentionally.
Right.
I would say me.
Yeah, probably. Oh, let's not read that one. let's just say it has something to do with a poll. Let's move
on. Bad. No.
Who's most likely to forget the one that follows that one, by the way? Who's most likely to forget to pick up their kids from school? You know, like, I feel like the order could be a little.
I have kids.
Oh yes, I have children.
Oh my god. Oh, these are getting bad. They're getting bad real quick. Ooh.
Bad.
Ooh. You know what? Let's do this one. It's the least bad out of the five I'm looking at. Who's most likely to have a threesome?
Me. I don't know why, but me.
You're volunteering as tribute for this one?
Yes. I've actually talked about this with an ex.
What? Yeah. Okay, then my answer's no, then.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no, you know. Said he would, so.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was quick and easy.
Yep. I'm also very into experimenting, so, you know.
How does this. I'm not reading this. I'm not reading this, but how does this happen? How do you forget that?
I don't know.
I wasn't talking to you. I'm looking at a thing, Noah. I'm not talking to you. Oh, these are getting real bad. Oh, no. I can't do it.
I wish I could see what you're seeing.
Okay, you guys remember the morality game show and what happened in that one? There's a question about that again. Most likely... What? Oh my god. Okay, this one's not too bad. Who's most likely to marry for the money?
I feel like during all of the Smash and Pass ones, I'm like,
well, if they were a male, then I think yes. That's probably what our answer was. Because I remember saying I'd marry I don't know, for the money. Probably not me, John. If I'm being honest. I really probably wouldn't care.
I could see John marrying someone for the money.
Really? I was going to say you. I could see you marrying for the money.
No, I wouldn't marry for money. I would marry for three.
What is your... Okay, no. What's your reasoning for me, but...
Okay. John, I could just see you. If you had, like, a significant other that was worth millions, you'd marry for the money.
Based on what I know about John, I don't think that's true, but...
Yeah, it'd be like, if I had a significant other, and they happened to be wealthy, I'd be like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It'd be like, it wouldn't be like, oh, in that case, I was kind of on the fence about dating you, but now that you're rich.
Yeah, I mean...
I should have known that. You should have done that.
Out of the three of us, I'm going to say Noah. Just...
Yeah.
Well, then again, I'd marry for a three-way, so come on.
Yeah, I realize not out of the question.
I didn't really need to know that, though.
No, you do.
Okay, this one's interesting. We kind of alluded to this earlier. Who's most likely to marry a celebrity?
I don't know why, but you, buddy, Ethan.
Why? Why?
I just feel like if you had the opportunity to date a celebrity and then being able to marry them, you would.
Okay, first of all, 99% of celebrities suck, so that's probably not true.
But I mean, if it was like Sabrina Carpenter or one of the ones.
All right, really listen, like. Listen here, friend. She's different, all right? She gets a pass, all right? Everyone else sucks. That's why I said 99%. Now, I'm not denying it, all right? But listen. Listen here. You be quiet over there. Mm-hmm. John, what's your answer?
I would say, I don't know, I feel like, none of us?
That's not an option. Who's most likely to? Who's most likely to?
I would say, shut up. I'm gonna say Ethan, but just cuz.
Just cuz? What do you mean, just cuz? What's your reason, John? What's your reasoning? I want to hear it.
Yeah, what's your reasoning?
The reasoning is what?
I don't want to say my stuff because that seems bitch out, and I'm not going to say no because, like, clearly it's not going to be.
I mean, Noah was, like, listening like 90 year old celebrities in that one episode, so I really probably didn't. All right.
You lose a chance. They died before you got a chance.
Yeah, before they get a chance. I mean, listen, all right, listen, hang on a minute, let's say that, you know, a certain someone came knocking on my door and was like, hey, you want to marry me? I'm not going to say no, all right, but at the same time, I'm going to say me, so we're going to move on. Let's see what we got here.
Okay.
Who's most likely to have a divorce? None of us. We're not married.
Actually had an answer there.
You. That'd be my answer. Yeah. These for, like, couples? Because a lot of these are, like, really couple-related.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, this one's interesting. Who's most likely to retire in the countryside? I definitely have envisioned doing that, so I'm going to say myself based on what I know about myself. I don't know about these two, but, like, I have definitely envisioned my retirement plan is go on the ranch.
I feel like all three of us would do this.
I don't know. I mean, I could see John being more, like, suburb type area.
Yeah, but, like, I could also see myself retiring to some quiet ranch.
It's my ranch? No, you can't have it.
I'm going with myself, alright?
How dare you? John, what about you?
Yeah, how dare I?
I would say, shut up. I would say, find myself. I could see that myself doing that. Yeah.
Really? You can? Okay.
Screw these people. I'm out of here. I'm going to the country. I hate everyone.
I mean, I guess that's kind of true. I was going to say, I thought I envisioned you being more like suburb area. I don't think any of us would retire in the city. That's actually the next question. Who's most likely to retire in the city? Who's most likely to? I could see Noah doing it for money. Like, if he was offered $1 million to move to the city, he would. But, like, at the same time, I think, I don't know. I guess we're all choosing each other then, because I mean, that's all we can base it off of, really.
I mean, if I was to actually retire, I would want to be someplace quiet, not the city.
Who's most likely to down their drink right now? None of us have drinks.
Yeah, no, I don't have a drink I could do that with.
Actually, I have some pineapple juice, but it's not really considered a drink. Yeah.
I've got something I could do that with, but it's not a very good idea.
Okay, who's most likely to believe in love at first sight? That's a good question.
Done this.
It says who's most likely to believe in it, not most likely who's done it. Or who's going to do it. Believe in it? I don't know. I don't really think myself, because they can be pretty and all, but, like, I need to know who they are as a person. Because they can be the prettiest person in the world and kill children in their spare time. So, like, it could be, like, you know, so, I don't know. I'm definitely going to say it's probably not myself. But, John, what do you think?
I would say, I'd just say no, because for me, it's one of those things where I'm like, I don't believe in it. I feel like you can like somebody, or you think someone's attractive at first sight, but that's not actually love. That's just like, oh, that person looks attractive.
Right.
There's a difference there. You can like find someone attractive and then and like talk, start talking to them, and then later down the line end up in love with them and dating them and maybe even married. But like that's like not necessarily like love at first sight. It's just like there was an attraction and it worked out.
Right. Yeah. So who's your answer then?
I'd say no.
No. Okay. Yeah, okay, I'll go with Noah too, just because I don't think it's myself, and based on what I know about John, I don't think he'd do it. He'd believe in it either. So, and in fact, what he just said too. So there's that.
Is there one of these that's who's most likely to get divorced?
I already read that. I'm skipping it.
Just talk about that. You dumb person.
you dumb person. You had a prime opportunity to like swear, and you're just like, let me keep it mild. Okay, this one's really interesting, and I don't know what to make of this. Who's most likely to get their own holiday?
Get their own holiday?
So, kind of like, think of like, because it's not talking about your birthday, obviously. It's talking about, the thing of like Martin Luther King Jr. Day. He got his own holiday, based on what he did, right?
Okay.
But like, so who's on the legend of that, of him, right? Like, who's legendary enough to get their own holiday? But it's who's most likely to. I have no idea.
I don't either.
Like,
I have no
idea.
I'll say, you know what? Maybe the whole world is just fascinated by John's brother stabbing him in his dream that he gets his own holiday.
On this day, we celebrate the memory of somebody being stabbed in their dream. It was hilarious.
And to celebrate, you gotta stab someone in their dream while they're sleeping. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
No, but, joking aside, I don't honestly know. I don't know what any of us would do to warrant it, is the thing. Like, what would be the reason that you would get your own holiday? I don't know. This one's a tricky one. I'll say John, just because I could see him doing something interesting enough to warrant it. I don't know, though.
Yeah, I could see that.
But, alright, so to end off the episode, how about each one of us gives our own who's most likely to scenario, and then we all go from there. So
okay, I have one.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say, well, whoever's ready, but it sounds like Noah. So Noah, go ahead.
Who's most likely to go to jail out of the three of us?
Noah, moving on.
Damn.
Literally, okay, you're the only person. Like, I don't know. Like, me and John, I don't think would do anything to warrant that. So.
All right.
Well, that was fast. But John, what's your custom who's most likely to do question?
I'll go with who's most likely to own an arcade?
Okay, that's an interesting question. So I guess the crux of the question is who's most likely to own a business?
Yeah, who's most likely to own
don't
a business?
No offense, I don't see Noah.
That's fair. I don't know.
I don't
why,
see John doing it.
Really? I honestly see John owning some kind of a business.
Well, I see him owning a business, but that's not the question. Who's most likely to own an arcade? Like, it's just something I don't see John pursuing. Like, I don't see him pursuing that. Then again, I don't really see myself pursuing that. I mean, I love Dave & Buster's, so maybe I, like, invest in a company like that.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think, for me, Noah's off the table, so it'd just be me and John for myself, for my personal thing, right? I'll go with John just so I don't say myself. But I don't know, really.
Or Ethan, buddy. Yeah.
Okay, here's mine. I'm glad no one stole it yet. Who's most likely to actually become bald?
I feel like, and I don't know why, but me.
Really?
I don't know why, but I feel like in the future, I'm just going to be bald.
I mean, Noah willingly became bald for a big... That was because of a hair thingy that was going around or something.
No, that was lice.
That's what I was... I wasn't going to specify that, but...
That is a hair thing.
Either way, so, yeah, because the reason I was asking this is because... Sorry, viewers, John's not actually bald. In our heart of cards, he's bald, but he's not.
Yes.
I don't know, it's like, because I think, when do men start getting gray hair? It's around, like, 40 now. It's, like, super early. But...
Yeah, it's, like, 40s.
It's cool, but the way you tell is like who gets the first gray hair, because that's when you're probably gonna start losing your hair the fastest.
Yeah.
We joke about John Meanball, but I think he'd be the last one, honestly, out of the three of us.
Yeah. I feel like I'd be the first one
but
to
I would,
go.
Yeah, I was gonna say no. I think out of all three of us, I think no, I'd be the most likely to.
Yeah. Which is fair, because I could actually see that happening.
But, that's gonna do it for this episode. Time to tabulate points. Let's see what's going on here. It was decent. It was pretty close the entire time, because Noah wasn't dumb and didn't swear all the time, and, gave some actually good answers, so there's that. So let's see. Oh yeah, there's a point in time where both of you had the exact same points, actually. That was around the middle. Alright. Who would like to hear their points first?
Me, please.
You volunteer as tribute?
Yes.
Alright, sounds good. This is literally really close. So Noah.
I believe you.
You have 76 points.
Jesus Christ, I'll take it.
And John, you have 78 points, making you the winner. So it literally just won by 2 points. I don't even know what would have swayed it. I mean, there's a moment in the middle where John got 5 points and Noah got 4. So that's a 1 point difference. And then there's a couple other ones. So really not much. But yeah, there you go. You didn't win by a lot, John, but what's your bonus speech anyway?
I will say that when it comes to who's the most likely, clearly Noah is the least likely to win this episode.
So. Wow. Wow. Wow, alright. No, I'm giving you a chance. If you want to insult him, go ahead.
Fuck you, John.
Alright, I feel like you heard it a bit more spectacular there, but whatever. So that's gonna do it for today's episode. So thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you provoked a conversation, made you laugh along the way. You can find me on YouTube at FlabZX Gaming. Been uploading a bit more frequently because work's like I've been super busy with work, but I've been like uploading a lot of pre-record stuff, so check that out over there. You can find John at Twitch at Jeevan Streamins and on YouTube at Jeevan Streamins. He streams whenever he's able to, but the way you can tell when he's gonna be streaming is if you hit that notification button, you get notified anytime he streams. And of course he's got videos over on YouTube as well. You can find Noah at NoahDog34 on Instagram, as well as NoahDog34 on Xbox Windows. He's also running the Provoke's official account, which he should be giving you guys posts about when the episodes go live. And whenever we do promotional stuff, you'll be notified over there as well. So stay up to date with that with us over there. And we have a Patreon, so check out the Patreon. There's the classic tiers, all that fun stuff. The more you pay, the more benefits you get, obviously. But we also have the extended cut episodes, which extended cut episodes are kind of like mini episodes, like 30 to 40 minutes, where there is a host, but they don't matter. And there's no point system, there's no winner loser, there's no nothing. The only thing is that we're talking about the topic for that 30 to 40 minutes. And we have a great time. There's a lot of games over there that we couldn't really play over here on the main episodes because they'd be too short. So yeah, keep that in mind as well. Like Towers, for example, I would really love to. Maybe Towers, we can do like a Towers remaster. We'll see. But the original Towers game was on Extended Cut. Same with the original Wavelength, actually. So, but yeah, check all that out and more over on the Patreon. And that's gonna do it. So thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you guys next time.